Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Normally, you'll hear a 100-word story all by its own, but it's Saturday. And that's the day that we have the weekly challenge. I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. It sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, Chris Daly chose the topic for this week, and it was garage sales. Chris Daly didn't show up. Went up to New York and hi Mikey Pod and all that, and still hasn't. So are you ready for this one? Let's see who won. Whoever wins goes first. Everybody won. It was a 6-way tie, 7 votes each. I guess the topic for next week is going to be a massive, gigantic, crazy clusterfuck. So instead, we got a rookie this week, Michael. So Michael, the next big writer, the link's up in the show notes. Michael, welcome to the dance, and let's hear what you've got for us.
Hi, I'm Mike Kent from the next big writer. Story is entitled Garage Sale. Seamus finally struck it rich. Allergic to any form of work, his past schemes and cons netted him but paltry earnings. Now, not only was he raking in money, he was contributing to a better world environment by recycling. The magic word was garage sale. It attracted bargain hunters with ready cash. His success was that you bid on the total contents of his overstuffed garage. Old lamps, appliances, boxes and bags. Winner takes all. Today, $1,240 walked away with the lot. Not as good as last week's haul, but not too bad for one little trip to the local dump.
That's fine. That's probably my mom, when I was growing up, was an antique dealer. So she'd go to garage sales all the time and drag my brother and I with, and oh joy. Sometimes I wondered if people just didn't just do that. Thank you, Michael. nextbigwriter.com, you can check them out. Links are all in the show notes. You can find those at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with the text to everybody's story, or if they just included articles out of the Weekly Standard or something like that. Do we have any rookies this week? Well, there it was, right there. Michael Foley. All right, it's time for the veterans. These are the folks who just keep coming back for more, and we love them, despite the fact there are less and less of them every week for some reason. Maybe it's the fall. They're dropping over like flies because of the chill in the air. I don't know. Whatever. Come back. I know that Caleb, his machine blew up, so explains that. Maybe he's writing these stories and at one point we're going to just, the Black Tie Martini Club is going to have an all 100-word story thing, and then, now the Bush administration is evil. Oh, God. All right. Well, let's move on to the next contender here on the Price Is My Soul. It's Tom from Footnote, and he just recently collected up in his 8 things, 8 of his 100-word stories, and the last one was this one. So if you were listening to Footnote, you've gotten a preview of this story by Tom.
Hello, night people. Tom here. Did you know that each night, children in Georgetown are going to bed hungry? You may ask yourself, how can I help alleviate this growing problem? The best thing you can do is to turn into footnote.libsyn and take copious notes. You might just save a life. Tonight's tale is called We Embark, story already in progress. the podcaster was getting pretty bored with this Dante crap, so he pushed the bark away from the shore.
75 cents for the next 5 minutes.
In Tone's voice, the podcaster looked down to see a Hal Burton change box. Frack this! Just as he was about to give the box a good kick, two near celestial beings were deposited into the bark. Time to get out of Dodge, spit Burroughs. Damn straight, said St. Peter. Where are we going? Asked the podcaster. In search of garage sales, chanted the boatman. What? Cried Lawrence. Hell, it's just a topic this week, kid.
Oh, at least this time I didn't get killed off. Oh, sorry, the podcaster. The whole podcaster sequence can be found in previous weekly challenges, and they're also all collected up in that eight things over at footnote.libsyn.com. Thank you, Tom. God, who knows what's in store. That I really don't want to know, looking at the fact that this is a six-way tie this week. The topic next week is going to be insane. And I'd love to see everyone come back. A homecoming, as it were. Everyone come back. Come back. Come back. Come back. Come back. Come back. Otherwise, we'll just sit here and cry on a Saturday morning. I'll just go into the radio show, trail of tears. Okay. Next up is Liana of Hodgepodge Point. You can catch her at hodgepodge.com. Point.libsyn.com. Making sure that's right. Let's see. Let's find out what's cooking in your brain.
Hey everyone, it's Liana from Hodgepodge Point, and now I should have something new at my podcast. To those of you who stuck with me, thank you. And now for something witty. So for this week's challenge number 80, garage sales, I have the following story titled, Everything Must Go. New beginnings start with the shedding of our past. Garage sale, 10 to 4, stated Libby's sign. Two sisters of the order were helping, identifiable by bald heads and potato sack clothes. New pupils of the Enlightenment and Ascension order, or as her ex-husband would say, the short a few vowels cult, had to rid themselves of everything. For the purpose they gave her, she gladly let go of hair and clothes. And now she felt no loss for her belongings, until the sale of a picture frame with her children smiling inside reminded her of what she was truly giving up.
Cute. That was Liana. You can check her out at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com, and it's really easy to stick with people if you subscribe to them within either iTunes or podcastready.com, where you put them in your playlist at podcastpickle.com. Or Odeo, or any of those places. I'm using iTunes now. I'm sorry, Russell. I don't want to put Podcast Ready on this iPod. Caleb said that his got bricked. I can't take any chances, man. This is my new baby. My new baby. Otherwise, I'm going back to a 1 gig chip. Okay. Enough whining. Next up is the his eminence, Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Night Guy, Night Guy Electronica, Night Guy Disco Movia, Night Guy Spilkus, pretty much everything that you can tack Night Guy on the front of, he does. So here's the Night Guy, Blue Smoke Hextall, the man with a parrot on his shoulder and a song in his heart, and music at the beginning and ending of this podcast, isn't it? Wasn't it pretty? You're going to get another type here. Guy David.
Hi there, Lone Wanderer. I'm Guy from www.guydavid.com. And if you're into Second Life, please check out my new Night Guy group for updates on my various podcasts. And now on for today's story. Come on over! They are having a garage sale down here, every soul for a shekel. They have big souls and small souls, blue souls and red souls, fluffy souls and thorny souls. I want a lollipop soul on a stick, one with extra sugar. Those are priceless and sexy. You should check out the couch potato souls. They are fat and comfy, and they won't protest either. So transfixed with images from the bubble box that they hardly notice reality anymore. There is a tortured soul. Look at it. It's useless. Nothing to do with it now. What a waste.
That soul is mine. Thank you, Guy David. You can check out more by Guy David at GuyDavid.com. There weren't all that many stories sent in this week, I'll admit. We're dying. We're dying here. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Tell the people that you like. If you're at a bar and someone's telling a good story, you say, hey, have I got a podcast for you? And no, it's not like I interview Ron Paul every week or I've got, you know, famous people like, you know, Love Spiral's playing or any of that. No. I just, you know, people write their stories, they send them in. I write a goofy story and I claim to be some far-off distant planet. Speaking of which, it's time for Planet Z's story. And I'm going to read this one myself. Excalibur, the Holy Grail, the Ark of the Covenant, you name it, I picked it up from some family trying to clear out an attic of a house they want to sell. You see, people just sell their junk and baby stuff at garage sales. Estate sales, on the other hand. The person who valued the stuff is dead, knew its true nature, so it's a relative trying to get rid of it for some quick cash. They never know the value of what they've got. If they did, they'd be selling at an auction house or keeping it. Nardo, why do you have to be so noisy? Dude, I know, dinner time is in about 30 minutes, all right? I know I'm doing this late. Oh, I'm pointing at you and you say, oh, he's going to pet me. God. Fine, Nardo, why don't you do this podcast, huh? All right. Let's wrap it up here.
And there you have it. The Halloween episode of 100 World Stories. A whole bunch of stories about garage sales. What the fuck do garage sales have to do with Halloween?
Hey. Anyway. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting. Voting? That's right. Voting takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week. The winners are supposed to get refrigerator mail. It's just a running joke. I keep forgetting to mail them out. My wife was out of town. I didn't bother. I didn't know that. So fucking weird. If you see me on the street, just say, here, give me my fucking magnets. All right. Well, you can subscribe to the podcast feed over on the website, RSS, iTunes, Podcast Ready, Audio. Half of the links are probably dead by now. These directories disappear and go away. Podcast Pickle, though, they're still there, and I'm using their players on the site. Very handy, very tasty. Music for the opening and closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Isn't that great? I like this creepy music. I need to get better about using the music pieces that he wrote for the weekly ones. And Guy, if you have any more music, toss it my way. Man, I just need to get in the habit. What I need to do is build up templates using them and then have the ending bit be a stock thing. So I just tack it on and boom, it's done. That way I put all my effort into choosing the music that goes with. So there you go. Mea culpa. Kamehameha. There'll be the usual stuff tomorrow here at 100 Word Stories Podcast, and then on Saturday when it rolls around, another one of these weekly challenges, and it's going to be the most fucked up weekly challenge there has ever been. Reason being, six-way tie, six topics. That's right, six freaking topics. I'll post the topics in a little bit. Thanks to... I'm not going to record this again. Thank you once again for listening. And, as always, wait, there's a contest. Halloween, if you have any Halloween stories that you want to toss together real fast, send them my way. I'll post them on Halloween. If there are enough of them, I'll put them into a single show. Otherwise, I'll just, you know, boom, 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 story after story. Wednesdays, I don't have much to do anyway. But within Second Life, if you go over to secondlife.isfullofcrap.com, you are going to see, a bunch of stuff. Contest about my avatar looks like crap. Look like crap. I've posted up, shape, appearance, hairstyle, a few other goodies and a dispenser in the clock tower. Grab them and, go to town. Make yourself look silly. Make yourself look awful. Make yourself look disgusting, whatever. But, send the photos in using the instructions I posted and, you can win some Lindens. How's that? Anyway, shout out to all the people at PodCamp Boston. Sorry I couldn't be there, but I didn't feel like it. See y'all tomorrow. Until then, as always, keep it brief. Closing.